Glitter here on this Withers Broadcasting Radio Station, and we have some special in-studio guests with us here this morning. The Nashville Junior Hornets finished third at state in Class M. First and foremost, head coach Tierney Moore is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good. We're glad to have you in. Congratulations, of course.
Thank you.
And we'll get into kind of some more of the details, but let's introduce ourselves. You brought your eighth graders here. From left to my left, so over here in the black jacket to the inside here closest to the coach, introduce yourself and maybe what position that you play this year on the team.
I'm Ryan Goforth, and I play point guard.
There you go. Who's next? We got the next one up there. There you go.
I'm Kinley Pavolish, and I'm a post player.
That's an interesting last name. That's a Nashville last name, isn't it?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. I'm Andy Gill, and I play guard.
Okay.
I'm Callie Dees, and I play a guard.
There you go. All right, so there's your eighth graders. And, you know, Coach, the run, you know, as far as finishes for you as a coach, is this the farthest you have been in the third place game? Or
No, we actually won a state championship. We've only had one in school history, and we've had quite a few third place, fourth place, I think one or two second place finishes, but for this team, really, it was more of a rebuilding year from last year, and these four eighth graders worked really hard, and my whole team was a bunch of hard workers, and they just kind of made it happen.
Yeah, it looks like in the third place game, a couple of you had some pretty decent games. For sure. I know Miss Dees, I think you had about 18 points in that game. And I don't know, was it Schoenberg?
Yeah, she's in seventh grade.
Seventh
she
grade.
Had
okay.
17, yeah. And she's also a starter, my only non-eighth grade starter. Of course, I only have four, so you need five players to play.
Right.
But Emery is a very strong seventh grade player, so we're looking forward to see what she can do next year
there
as well.
There you go. And you have plenty behind you, like you said before we came on the air. You have quite a few seventh graders to kind of fill the slot, but nobody can ever quite fill the slot. It always seems like, you know, you have your eighth graders leave and you're like, oh, they're just, you know, I miss this, I miss that. And it's true with every group, I feel like.
For sure, yeah. They're always, you know, everybody has their own role, their own niche. And every year, you know, I miss the class before because they're just also different. This year was totally different from last year, and that's fine. I think it's exciting. That's one of the reasons why I like to coach.
You got quite a few big wins on the air. You know, Murfreesboro, Centralia, big win against Breeze in the state quarterfinals and such. But I want to go back to the entire season. I told you all, and you guys all kind of talked as a group here. Come up to the mic one at a time and tell me about your favorite moment throughout the regular season. And if you have a group moment, that's fine too. But whoever wants to start can come up and tell us about their favorite moment.
They may all have the same favorite moment because I'm thinking of one moment, but we'll see what they say.
Yeah, because you're next, Coach.
My favorite moment of the season was definitely beating Breeze. And then also just, I don't know.
The whole year was fun for you, wasn't it, Ryan?
Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else have one they want to share? You got one. You're ready. Come on. There's one from the one moment from the year that was maybe it's even an inside joke or something like that was funny.
I think the whole year was memorable. We definitely had some pretty funny people on our team, but my favorite moment was winning first round of state against Breeze. We were very excited, and that's the moment I kind of knew we were going to go far.
It feels like there's maybe a rivalry there, Coach. I don't know.
No, we were just a
really good win.
It was we were the underdog,
yeah.
And you know. Of course, I'm always confident in my team, but I was a little nervous because even before the game, we were doing like media photos and the Breeze team just, they always have great athletes and they were so much bigger. And I saw like my girls looking at them, sizing them up. And I know they were nervous and it was just a great team win. And our fans, I mean, everything about that game was just electric. So I know that's why they're choosing that moment because we're the underdog and they made it happen.
Well, it's a huge moment in your year. I mean, it's, you know. It is. It's no doubt about it. For you, Coach, what was the one moment that you were was that it that you thought they all were sharing, or was it something else?
I just enjoyed like the whole season seeing them progress. Because when we started, it was a little rough. We only had a week together before our first game because this class won softball state. They were the state champions in Class M. So we didn't have a lot of time to prep before our first game. And I, you know, for a while, I'm like, ooh, we have a lot of work to do. But how we ended versus how we started, just that whole progression and how well they improved is just like the best moment for me.
Hey, Callie, is that it? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
You had a big game, obviously, in the third place game. What was your favorite part about the run to state, maybe in that particular game or a game that was leading up to that?
My favorite part was probably just like us working together and being confident that we can still win and get somewhere through
so,
state.
Yeah, I mean, for you, Coach, I always like to give, whenever I do interviews with coaches and, you know, in the high, at the high school level too, you always talk about, you know, dote on your seniors a little bit. Well, for you, it's obviously dote on your upperclassmen, your eighth graders. Mm-hmm. So for these four, if you want to, you can go through each one of them and, you know, tell them something special about them. But what was your favorite part about this group that you had right here?
They just really, these four eighth graders mesh really well together. There's no drama. They come to practice. They know what they're supposed to get done. They do the work, and they just put in the time. And really, my entire team was like that this year. We didn't have any kind of issues with anybody. They just come to practice. They work hard, and I think that really showed in the way our season ended up because they're just a bunch of hard workers.
And it, Kinley, is that it? What is your favorite thing about your coach? I mean, obviously,
ooh,
and
now you're getting good question.
I'm gonna make all of you answer it, maybe. But what was your favorite thing about Coach Moore? You know, not only this year, but as you kind of came up through. You know, because she was probably a part of your coach. I'm sure you have an assistant and stuff, but she's been in the mix. I'm sure you've known her for the last few years.
I would say my favorite part about Coach Moore is her confidence in us and that she always believed that we would go far.
Yeah. Anybody else want to share some kind words about your coach before you have to go on to bigger and better things, high school days or whatever? They're all nervous.
I'm staring at you. Yeah.
They're you're nervous. Like, come on. Yeah. Just dote on me. Talk all about me. Say how much you love me, that sort of thing. Well, anything else from any of you all or you, Coach, that you want to share about, you know, a really great run? I think, let's see, that was a couple years ago. I think you got fourth. Third was a few years before that. Mm-hmm. You guys won a regional, went undefeated, the year that we all don't like to talk about with no
yes,
state tournament.
Yes.
But, you know, for you, it's been 11, 12 years?
Yeah, this was my 11th season. And like I said, just I just love Nashville basketball. And I think I need to just kind of dote on especially, I mean, we have a lot of good athletes in Nashville, don't get me wrong. But I really feel like I have to promote and like really be strong forward in my opinion about girls sports, because you know how women in sports can be. And I just think that with our grade school program and our high school program this year is very strong. They're state ranked and we're looking forward to seeing how they do in the postseason as well. But I just really think that people need to get behind women's sports as well as men. So I just try to be an advocate for that, for sure.
Well, and, you know, there's a winning tradition, you know, with Nashville schools, and you guys added to that. So congratulations, and you'll continue on that. I'm sure, are you all of you going to play in high school whenever you get there? Okay.
Yes.
You all play another sport, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all multi-sport athletes, which is another thing I'm a strong believer in. So I mean, these girls are amazing and our whole community is amazing and we just had an awesome year.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to end it. And as long as you're getting good grades, right?
You keep for sure. That's another thing. They were all, the entire team was on the honor roll. So we can add that on to their accolades as well.
That's almost better.
Exactly. That's
right,
what it's about.
There. They're both there. So we appreciate you. Let's see. Kinley. Is it Ryan? There you are. Okay. And then Callie. I'm getting them. Andy, right?
Oh.
Phone ringer. That's all right. You said, Coach, right before we came
on. I did.
On. But, hey, you know, that's what it is. So, congratulations. Third place in Class M for the Nashville Junior Hornets. We appreciate you all coming in this morning.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.